If you dance like raindrops, there will be always sunshine. It has a message that everything will come to you at the right, or I can say a perfect time. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. Hope you all are fine and taking very good care of yourself. Good, very good. Well, dear all, today you all can see very well the title of the episode is Was It Just a Destiny? Well, I will be telling you something special about today. But before that, let me ask you one question. How many of you believe in destiny? Well, I have seen people saying that, oh my God, so much hard work I have done, but I didn't get the result as it was not in my destiny. And others say in a different way, oh my God, I have worked so much and that person has received the award as it was in his destiny. This is just a fun, dear old. Well, destiny is nothing. What I believe is destiny is something which is in our hands. How? You must be thinking what I am saying. Well, dear all, your deeds are important. And the way you will work in your life, you can actually change the positive winds in your way, in your path of life. Believe me. Well, it is really a fact, a common, or I can say the well-accepted fact, that destiny has some effect. When we see our history, we will definitely believe in such statements which I was telling in the beginning. But we have to understand that we can actually shape our destiny with our efforts, with our deeds, and not by being getting jealous, right? These are all negative aspects of our life. So try to avoid such kind of feelings erupting in your mind, right? As you all are very good, isn't it? Well, dear all, as I told you, that everything will come to you at a perfect time. Perhaps the spoils of 34th Bengal Native Infantry Regiment of British East India Company have understood this very well. And after experiencing the British response for their revolt in 1857, their belief in such statement must have increased. Now, let me turn your attention towards that incident which occurred on 29th March 1857. And who was the hero of this particular date, of this particular year? Yes, dear all, I'm talking here about that man who was destined to bring a revolution in the history of freedom struggle of India. I'm talking here about Mangal Pandey, a spoy, an Indian soldier in the 34th Bengal Native Infantry Regiment of British East India Company. Unrest in Barakpur was already there from several weeks. Yes, in 1857. Okay. And as we all know, that the introduction of Enfield rifle aroused protest amongst boys. Now, what was the result of the protest? British remained deaf to their protest. Mangal Pandey, today in 1857, called out to his comrades. He said, "Come out, the Europeans are here. From biting these cartridges, we shall become infidels." So such was his statement. And with a great courage and great enthusiasm, he waved his weapon and made everyone ready to take up the challenge of what? Of rebellion. Spoy fired at the British officer at that time, J.T. Hewson. And he was backed up by Lieutenant Baugh, who was injured by the sword of Mangal Pandey. Obviously, the result for this was different. But not different for the Indians, as they could not have expected more than this. But still, they took this massive step for their own people. And yes, this rebellion was really a one-man rebellion, as it was started by this great spy, Mangal Pandey, who was born on July 19, 1827, in Nagwa village in UP. And how he died, we all know. He died on 8th April 1857 as he was given death sentence. As he was widely regarded as the harbinger of 1857 revolt, Hewson went to aid Baugh, who was being injured by the sword of Mangal Pandey. Mangal Pandey sensed his arrest. So what he did, he shot bullet on his chest and collapsed bleeding. But he was not fatally wounded. He was arrested because of this and brought to jail and was executed on 8th April 1857. Sorry, dear all. I could not stop myself to share this with you all, as I am myself feeling very bad to share all this with you. But my heart is full of courage to say with a proud that yes, as an Indian, I feel a great privilege that yes, such man was born on our land. In the year 1984, Indian government issued a postage stamp to honor this hero. He was truly a legend who inspired a nation to fight for freedom. And his words are very important for me to share with you all. He said very clearly that till today you have seen our loyalty, and now you will see our anger. Yes, as we all know that how Indians, they have shown the loyalty to the British. A loyalty is a strong feeling of support. And when someone shows loyalty towards you, dear all, it's my request, please do take care of such person. As if such person gets hurt by you or your action, then the result will be very, very worst. as such strong loyalty can easily be turned into another emotion, and that is anger. And that's what happened with the Indians. They were loyal towards the British initially, but when they understood that all the wrong which were being done to them, when they understood, when they analyzed the pain of their fellow Indians, then that loyalty, that feeling of strong support turned into anger. And that is a very common feeling of a human being. So, I request you all to take care of all those people around you who are very loyal to you, so that you can just build up your trust. And you could never be a such person who could break the trust. Right? Stay connected with me to know more. Till then, take very good care of yourself. And bye-bye.